Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ron Ugly is out. Got his family down there in Disney World doing their thing. If you're out there in Disney World, listen to us on the Odyssey app, man. Go ahead and see if you can't find old knucklehead Ron and tell him we all said what's up. I hope he's making some great memories with his babies.
The showman.
With his mom, with his in-laws. I hope he's traveling safe and having a good old time. He's out there playing with some kind of wands earlier this morning, wasn't he? What was that,
Tyler? He's always doing that, man, you know?
What was he playing with?
Always playing with wands?
Oh, that wand. That wand. My
Yeah, get your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah, they must be doing Universal and checking out Harry Potter, man. Pretty cool spot. One of my favorite things about Orlando is all the Harry Potter stuff they've done over there at Universal.
Harry Potter. I think his wife was getting into Harry Potter there for
my wife is
for a while.
Huge Harry Potter fan.
I don't know if I've ever asked if mine is or not. I probably should.
My lady just got into it. She waited until she was 31 years old to do it. But yeah,
it's good stuff, man. Movies, books, all of it.
I'll get around to it.
All right, we've the Texans made a little move, y'all. They made a little move and traded a sixth round draft pick for guard Ed Ingram from the Minnesota Vikings. He's played 40 some odd starts in Minnesota, played a lot of football. He's a former second round pick out of LSU. Apparently a pretty talented, just from a talent standpoint, size, speed, that kind of deal, was a big time prospect coming out. But there's some trying to weed through all the different opinions on social media and reports out there. But Ed Ingram seems like Minnesota's just excited to get rid of him, as they were to have him. So I don't know kind of how well he's thought of in Minnesota for what that's worth. But, nonetheless, there is another move for an interior offensive lineman, where I think this lands the Texans, whether we're looking at Laken Tomlinson, who they brought in, or Ed Ingram, who they traded for. I think these are guys that put our offensive line, our being the Texans, that put our offensive line in a place where they're not one play away from a guy like Kenyon Green, who is built like a fullback and needs to play fullback at guard.
Kendrick, you talking about Kendrick
Green. What did I say, Kenyon?
Yeah,
I meant Kendrick. I'm sorry. Kendrick.
That is confusing, though.
Yes, Kendrick Green was the backup guard that with the short arms and the smaller fella. Gave it hell when he was in there, but it just ultimately at the NFL level, you'd like to have a little more something to lean on if we're being honest. So, you know, you're not going to be one play away from him playing at guard. Jarrett Patterson at one point had to sub in at guard. He's obviously a center. He's too light and ass to be a guard, but you know, when your O-line is in bad shape, those are things you got to live with.
Damn, Clint.
What happened?
He's too light to ask to be a guard. He had to go out there and play a little guard too at one point. He gave it his all.
Yeah,
man.
He gave it his all. He got a concussion doing it. I'm just keeping it real with you. I mean, Jarrett Patterson is a center. He's not a guard. There's a big difference.
I hear you.
Whether it's Jarrett's size and his strengths, if you will, he's a center. You look at Kendrick Green. Whether it's his arm length or his size, his foot speed, he's a fullback. Right, we got these guys playing out of position. Now, I'll also say, at one point last year, you were one play away from Kenyon Green having to go back in the game late in the season at the guard position, knowing damn good and well he wasn't capable of getting the job done. Right, so what I think of the Lakin Tomlinson move and the Ed Ingram move is that you've got some solid depth. That if your new offensive line coach Cole Popovich, who supposedly has been really good with developing young offensive linemen. If he can help these guys take the next step, then you have some good, healthy competitions at your interior offensive line spot. It's a far cry from the move that I believe the Texans need to make at the interior offensive line position, whether it's guard, center, or guard. I believe they need to make a move, whether it's a trade or sign in free agency, a surefire starter, a surefire plug and play. This guy's not competing in camp. This is a surefire starter, and he's going to be a maybe not a captain with a C on his chest, but he's going to be a leader in the O-line room, and that's what this guy's bringing to the table. I think they need that. I think they still need that. But let's talk about the offensive line, B. Scott, real quick. Right now, just to catch everybody up out there, what we have left tackle to right tackle if the season started tomorrow. You got Titus Howard at left tackle, which I am 100% okay with, by the way. If that doesn't work out, I'll eat it. I'm 100% okay with that. Lakin Tomlinson is your left guard. Jarrett Patterson is your center. Ed Ingram is your right guard. And Juice Scruggs, by the way, could fill in anywhere in any of those three, left guard, center, or right guard. I think, to me, Juice Scruggs in the NFL is going to be a damn guard. I think that's who he is. I think that's where he needs to play. But we'll see what the Texans think. So he will figure in that interior offensive line as well, obviously. And then at the right tackle position is Blake Fisher. Are we comfortable with that? Are we nervous? Where are we at, B. Scott, with that being the current situation for the Texans' offensive line?
I didn't hear not one name that wasn't a question mark.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear not one name. And I'm not saying that it can't be good, that it can't work out. But I didn't hear not one name that I could not make a case against. If you just go down the line, Titus Howard even, and I might feel best. I think that says a lot, actually. If I feel best in that group about Titus Howard at left tackle, who has played basically everything but left tackle over the past 2 years, or has played guard and right tackle over the last 2 years, and I feel best about him, and I know how a lot of people feel about Titus Howard. We feel probably a little bit differently, a little bit more positively. What does that say? I mean, you go back down the line and you tell me, okay, now it's Lakin Tomlinson at guard. It's Jarrett Patterson, who was probably drafted and more so designed to be a backup, to be a depth piece, but has been better than the guys that were drafted ahead of him at both guard and center, that being Juice Scruggs and Kenyon Green when he was still here, right? Like, so, that's not ideal. And then the other guard is one of the few who was worse than Kenyon Green last year, from what I'm understanding, and Ed Ingram.
Yeah.
And then, of course, right tackle, I think we feel good about Blake Fisher's trajectory, but I think that's still a question with him going into his second season and exactly how ready he might be for that role. I feel decent about the tackle situation, but still, from guard to guard, guard, center, guard, I don't feel necessarily great about that. Now, I don't think this is the final product, but if we're just standing here now looking at it, no, I would not feel comfortable with this.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable at all with it. Like I said, I think you've got some good solid depth. I think you've created some good solid competition. I don't think you've upgraded the protection for CJ Stroud one bit. I do not think that you have. I don't think your counter move to trading Laramie Tunsil is even remotely close to making sense at this point if you're the Houston Texans. I know Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans aren't done right now, but you can't move on from
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You can't move on from Laremy Tunsil, who, by the way, you're going to pay him $21 million this year. You're giving Christian Kirk $16, by the way. You can't move on from one of the best pass-protecting left tackles in the game and ship out two other interior offensive linemen, which I have no problem with, but making those moves and then filling them with you know, randoms for sixth and seventh round picks, that's not going to get it done.
Yeah, and I don't think we're saying that they got to go out and get somebody who necessarily is a four-time or five-time Pro Bowler in Laremy Tunsil's case. Like, the likelihood that somewhere within the interior, even at tackle, you're going to get somebody that is as accomplished as Laremy Tunsil to come and join this offensive line feels pretty low, but it still has to be better than what you've seen so far. And I anticipate that it will be at some point.
Well, look, the reality of the situation is again, and I'm going to beat this dead horse, sorry, but I mean, you can't be this organization. You find your quarterback. He has a rookie of the year first season and turns your organization around. The second season, very similar as an outcome, but the offense and your quarterback take a step back. And your number one goal, your number one priority in the offseason is to protect that franchise quarterback, and this is what you do. Cannot be even remotely close to what you do in terms of just that effort. What are you going to put a solid foot forward to help this quarterback? This can't be it. So we'll see what happens from here on out. I've got to believe. Damn it, Nick. Damn it, D'Amico. Don't do it to me. I just simply got to believe that this is going to swing in a major, major way.
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, well, I mean, we ought to.
A little bit nervous about it.
We ought to, based on the radio silent and the two moves that have been made at the interior offensive line. You should be a tad bit nervous. All right. The Astros, they had a little split squad action today. That is wrapped up. We'll cover those for you real quick, break those down. The one thing that I think a lot of Astros fans have been worrying about or have worried about this spring training, it happened today, y'all. It happened today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.